90.1 FM from Sweden. That's Pobol Mobile with Nuclear Romance. That's from a demo cassette of theirs. Before that, from Germany, RAF Gear with Versand. That's available from a tape label in California called Lad Frith. Before that, the local band from a few years ago, Jimmy LaLumia and the Psychotic Frogs with their classic hit Death to Disco, and that's from their cassette. Jimmy LaLumia and the Psychotic Frogs, Greatest Hits, live at Max's Kansas City. And starting the set off from New York, Apple, with their version of Blowing in the Wind, from their cassette, Neither Victims Nor Executioners. Apple, the Psychotic Frogs, RAF Gear, Pobol Mobile, you're listening to Turmoil, this is the Dead Virgins.
Instructions, Ray!
Turmoil with some semi-classic music from their first 45. That was Rape Capitol Hill. With me in the studios, is a member, ex-member of the Dead Virgins, Mike. Say hello, Mike, so I know your mic is on.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
And with Mike tonight is his partner, Wayne. Why don't you tell me why you're here tonight, besides wanting to see me again? I know you're a big fan of mine.
We'll let Mike field that, since he's the expert on these matters.
We love you, Steve.
I couldn't have said it better.
Okay, Mike brought up a tape of another band of his.
New band.
It's called The Uninvited, 1986.
Yeah, this is vintage. It's brand new.
And you've got some more music. Why don't you tell us what's been happening since the last time you were up here?
Been recording things and putting together a new band. We've got two or three labels that are very interested. We're going to be going back in the studio next week to record a tape for the label so that they can give us a definite answer. One label's in Canada, one is in California, and the other up. And the second is also in California. There's two in California. So we'll see.
Two, three, yeah, right.
Somewhere around
there.
So
all you people up there in Canada, next time you're up there and you see us making the bar scene, be sure to stop in.
So why don't you tell us, like, who's in this band and what's, you know, how it got together? How'd you meet up with Wayne?
I knew he was going to ask that question.
You brought Wayne into the studios. You must have.
I've been fearing that in dreams for nights.
I think he only brought me because I had the car.
Good possibility. I used to work somewhere that I won't talk about because they won't let me in anymore.
But they will someday. We're getting petitions. Everybody get your pen ready. Sign the petition.
Yeah. I was bartending and he was there one night. That was it.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
We'll see.
Yeah. Let's hope we're not. But
he plays bass.
Yes.
Yeah. I was up here a couple months ago with a guy named Billy, who is now going under the name Crunch. He's on lead guitar, and the other two members are Thornton on rhythm guitar and Ed on drums. That's the band.
That's the band.
We are uninvited.
Yeah, okay. We're just four guys looking for fun. So I had to say that.
Okay, why don't you tell me about this song we're going to play now, Not Real.
Not Real is the first song I ever wrote in my life. I was 12 when I wrote the lyrics and I put music to it. But 6.5 years ago, and this is the first time it's been recorded.
You were 12 6.5 years ago?
No. I put the music when I was...
All right. Never mind.
Okay.
It takes me a while.
This is The Uninvited with Not Real here on Turmoil. Okay, there you have it. New music from a band called The Uninvited. That was Not Real. Recorded at 5 in the morning.
We're on, oh.
You're on, live.
Hi!
Recorded at 5 in the morning, huh? You still recording at home?
Yeah, those were recorded on an 8-track studio in someone's house, in a bedroom, on substances. That one was done on a Sunday night from 12:30 until 5:30 in the morning. It was a lot of fun. And then I went to work and felt like death.
So you guys don't like going into studios. You'd rather do it at someone's house.
Well, no. It's just a matter of economics at this point.
Well, do you get more inspired just hanging out and just saying, let's get together and make a song?
I think sometimes it's a lot easier pressure-wise, especially if you're working on something real new. You know, you don't have that push to get something creative done and put it on tape. I mean, if you screw around in somebody's bedroom and, you know, nothing works out, you haven't lost anything except, you know, 6 feet of tape, which you can just bulk and play over again. I mean, you're not paying some guy, you know, $400 an hour to play with knobs out in the studio.
I'll play anywhere they ask me.
Well, nobody asks you. I mean, they ask you to pay, and that's the difference.
Pay me? No.
That's why you play in people's bedrooms.
Of course.
Okay, so this might be released as a record soon.
Well, CD is talking about it. SST has expressed great interest twice.
Okay, you people have the address for SST. Write to them.
We're name-dropping, folks. Get with it.
Please. There's a phone number you can call for any information about the band.
Really, what phone number is that?
It's 516-293-9082. Expect some of the weirdest messages you ever heard in your life.
This is our hotline. And that's just, we'll give you the scoop. We'll get back to you. If you leave us a message, you know, we'll be sure to call you back and let you know what's going on or how you can help monetarily, especially. And, you know, just what you can do to come have fun with us or, you know, tell us what we can do to come have fun with you. We're into it.
And I just want to say one thing. I want to thank Steve very much for this uninvited invitation.
Yeah,
tonight.
We had to come up with the name of the band, so we had to show up uninvited and threaten him with bodily harm if he didn't put us on the air.
And one last word to all of you people at home or driving in your car somewhere. We'll be right next to you real soon, so you better be careful.
Be ready.
Okay, I got one thing to ask you, though. You've been involved with the Long Island the punk scene.
Thank you.
For a very, very long time.
He's the only smart person I know. He doesn't call me hardcore. He calls me punk, which is what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
All the way.
You've been involved for a really long time. Why so long? I mean, a lot of people I know have started around the same time you have and sort of just gone and become Mr. Suburbanite or Mrs. Suburbanite, got married. You're still, you know, holding on to your ideals and things like that. Considering all the pressures from everybody around, what keeps you going?
They got successful.
No, it's because I want to do it. It's just been me. It was me before I ever knew what punk was. It was me pre-1975.
Yeah, it's just how you feel.
Okay.
It's just, you know, what you want to play.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just being what you are, and unfortunately this is what I am, so you got to deal with it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thanks for coming by, bringing the tape. We'll be hearing more of that in the next few weeks once I get a chance to listen to the rest of the tape. But thanks for coming by once again. Going back to the music, we're going to head up to Canada since they were talking about Canada. This is a band called Down Syndrome, Solitary Confinement, here on Turmoil.